got the recording going. All right. If you're laying on the couch, you may not be very engaged.
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. All right, so let's just go through these four steps. Okay. First one, do the exercise of, with Camtasia running, open up the UIR Monday Dev account and go through the natural effort of trying to learn how to use it and how it works. In this exercise, verbalize anything wrong with, no matter how small it is. Go as long as you can stand. It does not need to be a simple setting. Okay, let's just discuss this for a while and then we'll move on to the second, third, and fourth step. Okay, so on this one, my proposal is to just go ahead. Okay, so, and I'm going to give you an example. Before I say what I'm going to say, I'm going to tell you what I did yesterday.
Yeah, all right.
Yesterday, I set up a camera. So it's I wanted to make an unboxing video, okay? Unboxing video. Those are very popular on the internet. No, no, that's irrelevant.
Well, bad news, okay.
That's irrelevant.
Well, I know, but I was just trying to, you know.
No to that. No to that. Okay. No to that. No to that.
Okay.
No.
Okay, unboxing video.
And then while I was doing that, I was, you know, running into a bunch of problems because the camera was rolling and I wasn't thinking, but then after a while I decided, fuck it. I'm gonna roll the camera and I don't give a shit about what's on there. Okay? So I went ahead and went forward and finally, but I did get to the point with the blank monitor and I couldn't work around it, so I just stopped the film. But basically, you go ahead and do about 5 minutes of planning or whatever, or less.
Yeah.
And then go ahead, start Camtasia and start it. And don't worry about if you like, get lost or hum ho, and even like have to go pee, whatever,
okay,
during the video.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't care about the...
you're just saying me, I'm by myself, or with you with...
No. You by yourself because with me there, you're going to like, you might have like some issues. Okay, so, what you do is you just go ahead, and this is completely free ball. You just go ahead and slowly go through it, even if the whole video is an hour long.
Yeah, okay.
You go ahead and just do it.
Yeah.
Slowly, and don't worry about, you know, flubbing up or anything. Don't worry about anything.
Okay, just, I know you said that already three times. Go ahead.
And that's it. Okay?
Okay.
And then that's your first pass at it.
Yeah.
And then save it. Then go do something else for a day or two. You know, don't even think about this.
Yeah, okay.
Come back to it, look at the video, and while the video is running, take notes of what you want to do in version 2 of the video.
Okay.
That's
all
it.
Right.
Okay, so that's one. All right, we're going to go to 2. Are we done with 1? Or
okay,
is there anything else?
That
is step one.
No. Do you understand the purpose of step one?
Yes.
Why?
Is to, you want, it's just what it says.
No, this is for you, not me, because you're the programmer. You understand programs. And I want to see, as a programmer, what kind of problems does a programmer run across when using Monday?
Oh, okay. Well, then okay, well then here's what we'll do is as soon as you get done with your first pass, you save it and then let me look at it.
Oh, it's my pass? No, I want you to look through their control. No, because then that'll toxify the results.
Okay, so if you do your own pass.
It has to be pure Bob, where I'm not doing anything to point you. You know how you got mad? You said. When you was in
yeah, I know, HP.
People,
I know.
People.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, so now you understand what I want.
Hey, Richard, here's one thing that would help a lot. If you want to reduce contention, you know how, like, you lay on the horn when somebody cuts in front of you, but you lay on the horn for a really long time?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Disproportionate?
Yep.
A lot of times you do that with me to punish me, like when I do something wrong.
We both do that to each other.
Okay, well then I'm calling you out on it right now, and you call me out on it. That's all. Right,
okay.
Because it's wrong.
Yeah. All right.
Because otherwise, you're gonna whatever you do with me, you're gonna do with.
Right now.
Whatever you do with me, you're gonna do with other people.
See, you're doing it right now. You already told me what the problem.
I understand, but that last.
So I'm calling you out on it.
No, the last sentence was very important. The last sentence was important, and it was worth it. Okay.
No, it's just another jab because you always say that you're always saying you got to do this with other people, so it's without saying, and it was a jab.
Okay, I'll accept that. That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. So then, why don't you just go ahead and go through, do a punch through on your own, with the video and everything. Okay, just in case there's any like animals in the woodwork that may come up when you want me to do it, okay? And then I will do it, but you go ahead and do it first, and because there may be some animals in the woodwork that you just go have a punch through. Can you do that?
Yeah. Okay.
Say that, and it also proves that you are really like engaged in this.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do, Robert. Are you listening?
Yeah.
I'm going to go through all those steps that you see, which means when I get done, it's going to be gym bones. It's going to be like as if we did gym bones and completed a sprint.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That means I have to go through actions and understand how to do the actions and see the results and see the reports and whatever.
So I haven't gone through
that, and then you do that to yourself.
Okay, but what you just said, do you need me to understand steps 2, 3, and 4 before you understand what you just said?
Because I don't remember what. Hang on, let me bring it up. Or no, I can't bring it up because you have it up. And
no, you can. You can. It'll just have red letters on the top. That's all. It's fine.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, then my program's broke.
Time there shouldn't be red letters because that's wrong.
Okay, well, okay, go ahead and put that down because there's different workarounds, and what the red letters was one of the workarounds, because if two people open up a file and don't tell each other.
Oh, okay. I mean, when you start working on it, yeah.
Right. So my workaround is leave the red letters there, but it's in read-only mode. The red letters just...
Open it. Okay, all right.
Right now, it's just irritating red letters.
Let me open it, please.
You want me to top tag it?
No, I got it.
Okay.
Okay,
let's just go through.
Okay, I can do step one myself, and it's just that I won't have the knowledge of step two, because step two is very important for me, and that's the one that requires. But I can do. Yeah, it's not necessary. Okay.
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but let's go through steps 2, 3, and 4, so I know what the fuck you're talking about, because I haven't read those yet.
Okay.
Let's go through those first before we have any other discussion.
Are we done with one?
Where you're going to do one, and then I'm going to do one.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. Okay, step two, help me understand the database and a little about the SDK and API. The purpose is to get an understanding of native database is a new install of MondayDB.
Okay, so what's that? So that's actually just one of the things, but the idea is to see. Okay, so there's a lot of – one thing about Monday that's confusing is it's so adaptable that it can there's so many features it's confusing and you can change things, and I want to know what the native, like without changing one term to another or whatever, you know, there's, you can change terms,
what do you mean by change terms?
Well, I'm not going to get over it, but it's just basically,
is term one of their soil stack words?
Corrupted install where you just installed it and you didn't save or do anything to change any settings or
I can't
anything
listen
else.
To you until you answer my question.
Say what?
Is term one of the soil stack words?
It's
It's one of their terms, right? Term. The use of the word term.
Yeah, you know, like Epic or Sprint, you know, those are terms.
Okay, okay. Now I understand what you mean, because when you bring up something that I don't understand, I'm focused on that rather than listening to you.
I'll give you an example.
No, you don't need it. I get, Richard, I don't need an example. Let's lay off the horn. Okay, don't need an example.
What it is, it's something that...
I don't need to know. I get the context of it. That's all that was important.
Okay, so it's enough. It's like I said, you know, you understand that this step two is the thing that I did for QuickBooks so I can understand it when I looked at the SDK.
Okay, so you want to understand. Okay,
well,
so...
The big picture, what's going on? What's, you know, like in the database?
Okay, can I talk?
Once I do that, I can explain things really well.
Can I talk?
Go ahead.
Okay. All right, so number two, you just want me to understand the SDK and the API and then be able to get you to understand it enough so that you see the black box or the white box.
It may just be where I just, when you know, I just start doing it myself, but when I have a question, I ask you.
Okay, well then, we'll just leave it at that. Let it be demand driven. I don't do anything. Step two is like demand driven.
Okay,
got it.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Step three, set up Jim Bones in Monday so that all the actionable tasks are scheduled and we use the full Scrum best practice and add to our stank. Okay, I like that. That's good.
So the idea is actually going through the whole process where we finish a sprint.
Okay, well then get rid of four because step three implies that. I'll get rid of four.
What is?
It's right in front of you.
Oh, yeah. Roll them up. Yeah, okay, got it.
Okay, so I'm getting rid of, I'm going to delete four, but I'm not deleting it until you bail out.
Well,
you bail out.
Actually, just hit your delete button so that
just tell me when you're bailed out.
Just make four a part of three. Add the text of four to three, because that's the completion criteria is, is a finished sprint, okay? Because I didn't say that.
Step three has step four implied already.
Okay, all right.
So tell me when you're bailed out.
I'm bailed out.
Okay, so I can go ahead and delete that. All right, okay. Step four is gone. Okay, we're good. Okay, so here's what we're going to do going forward. You do the Camtasia.
Yeah.
On your own.
Yeah.
However you want to do it. If you only have the patience to do 5 minutes, 5 minutes. If you have the patience, do an hour. Whatever you have the patience for.
Yeah,
you just
okay,
do it. And it doesn't matter. Just in Camtasia of you doing step one.
Okay.
And then when you're done, see if there's any animals, any weird animals. If there's no animals, then just call me over and start Camtasia and watch me.
Camtasia.
No, I don't. No, I know. Because that's cheating. I know. I understand step one.
Okay, all right. Gotcha. All right.
Okay. And then let's talk about step two, demand driven.
Yeah.
Now, did you want steps one and two to be completed before step three is started, or is three a parallel process that starts when step one and two are going?
It could be parallel because, you know, okay, so step two is just really understanding the whole thing. Actually, let's just take two out of the whole picture because that's all. Hang on. Oh, no, wait. When doing step three, I'll be referring to step two to get trying to get an understanding, so it's probably the same time. I don't know. I'm just really confused about the whole thing, okay?
Okay, why don't we just do this? This is what we're going to put a pin in, is we're not doing step three until one and two are done. That'll be fine. Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. Because otherwise, you're just juggling plates.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I am closing it out. All right.
Okay, you can read everything else in chat. And I got more to put in chat because there's a lot more stuff. And actually, instead of typing it, I'm just tell you what I did. Okay, so signed a complete board and got more information about, oh, the aspect of heat, you know, and stuff like that, you know, so I can avoid heating it up, you know, so getting better at that.
Hand plane or plane with the little plane or big plane?
Big plane.
Okay.
And so I finished just one board. And then...
By finishing, you finished it or just did a pass?
No, just enough where I put it in the stack.
And the stack is the stack that... It's the stack... Okay, this stack means these are the boards that I don't need to ever go through a planer again, right?
They may, some may, but I, because I don't remember what standards, because, you know, as I was doing things, my, you know, I can't see through boards to see how, you know, I don't have them all laid out so I can look at the fronts, but they kind of changed as I went, so.
Okay, so when you get done with this pass, then you'll go through all those boards with your new standard.
I understand. I don't want to argue about things. Okay?
I thought that's what this was for. It's discussion.
Oh.
There's a difference between argument and discussion. If you're taking a bad view of discussion, then we're not going to do.
When you turn it into an argument and we start getting into a petty argument, you know.
What did I argue about?
About the standards, you know.
No. I'm saying this is what I understood what you were going to do, and I was just reflecting it back to you. It's not an argument.
Okay.
Okay, did we want to finish do this some other time?
No, don't do that. You're just saying that.
Yeah, because you've been nagging me through this whole conversation.
That's what you do to be manipulative and to push buttons.
Okay, this is being recorded. This
is something that's very irritating.
This is being recorded, so we could both look at it. We could both look at it, and we will go ahead and in this recording here, we will go over it, and then with a fine-tooth comb and see where both of us are dropping the ball.
Okay. So what else I did was, you know, those boards you had up on the back of the kitchen, you know,
the white boards.
Yeah. I spread them out, made room and spread them out where they're all laying down, and then I applied that paint thinner on them, you know, or the paint remover, and I took one of the boards and you know, it's already like. You know, they all sat probably for a couple hours, 3 hours, but, you know, I took one and started scraping paint off.
Okay, so you applied paint thinner to all of them, not an experiment, but you just went ahead and...
I got all of them, yeah.
Oh, okay, you're being bold, man.
Well,
Cowboy.
I poured enough goop, you know, I decided to... It was all except, I guess there's two that I still have to put stuff on, you know, so I really wasn't done. Doing that step.
Okay, so you did Ford. You did Ford instead of JCPenney.
It was started as an experiment, but you know I poured too much goop in the cup, and I said I might as well just use all the goop, and I didn't want to throw the goop away. Right?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so I did. So there was enough goop to do four boards, and there's still two boards not done yet. So I'm going to do those later after I scrape off the paint, see how it went.
Oh, okay. So you don't know if this is a success or not yet.
Well, it's actually the one I scraped is I got a lot, so it's successful. Yes.
Oh, it is officially successful.
And the way I wanted it.
Okay, so that board that you scraped is acceptable then.
No, it's just that I learned that I need to put it on thicker.
Oh, I see. Okay, but it didn't do any damage. Like an ugly color or something. It's good.
Yeah, I'll wait till it dries.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Because, see, the thing is those whiteboards, there's a shitload of them leaning against the, you know, in the I'll call it the front yard, okay?
Oh, I understand.
And what I may do is I might start sending them through the planer. They're soft, okay?
Oh,
but I still need a it that the planer gets the top surface.
I know that's why I said oh. That's exactly why I said oh.
Why?
Well, because when you said go through the planer, it's just like you said, it only does the top and it doesn't do the edges. But as I demonstrated with the belt sander, the edges are really easy.
Oh, okay, we'll see.
Well, we've already seen it's easy.
No, I don't remember. Okay.
Well, I'm just telling you,
okay,
I did it.
I don't remember.
I'm giving you information right now. It doesn't matter. I'm not depending on your memory. I'm just giving you information right now.
Okay,
I did it on your black planes, and it was easy. And the white one won't be any different.
Okay.
So we're good.
Well, the goop made it real easy.
Then it's even easier. Even it was easy without the goop.
See, if I did the rest of them that were needed to get to the house, that's actually, when I get done, they'll be equivalent to like the bud lot that went up in the ceiling. You understand? That valuable.
Okay, but here's the problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so you're doing something that, okay, do you need those boards to be planed? Or
no,
is it?
No, it's actually demand driven, which means no. Right now, no, but it's just a possibility down the road when I do need something like that, which I do need later. It's part of what I want to do it, you know, eventually in a lot of the plans. It will come into play, but I'm just saying it will come into play.
Okay, demand driven is a good plan, because if you do it right now, you actually make your inventory more vulnerable. Right now, it's weatherproof. You can leave it outside, and it's no problem.
Yeah.
So let it go.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll just move those somewhere else where they're out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Because you don't need them.
Okay. Well, the kitchen ones, it might, you know, because when I get done with the kitchen ones, you know, so I got like 6 or 7 of them, or how many? 7. When I get done, you know, everything, you know, what's perfect, then I'm putting varnish, or I'm putting lacquer on them.
Okay, so that's the new priority, right?
No, it's not a priority.
Well, I thought it superseded the floors.
Huh?
I thought it superseded the flooring.
No, it's just that I wanted to, so. Hey, Robert, don't make a lawyer thing out of it, you know, because.
No, I just want to know what you're up to.
Well,
I just.
Well, the idea is so I can put them up in my kitchen and I won't go crazy because I'm living in an unfinished house. You know?
Right. And okay. It's okay. The superseding is not a negative thing. It's fine.
All right.
It's fine.
Okay. Also, yesterday I did move, all the boards that I didn't process, which is probably half of them that I didn't plane, I went ahead and moved into the rear dog run. All right.
Oh, the boards that you're not going to plane.
Well, I'll plane later, but not now. Until there's a better plane plan, it's just too much to plane. It's
okay.
Too much effort.
And I understand. Okay.
You know, like this one I did today, I had to go through, I'll call 2 heat sessions. And when I say heat session.
I understand heat session. I understand.
You know, which is
cooling session. I know.
45 minutes of cooling.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I just understand it to be too long. All I understand is it's too long, for you. And that's all I need to understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
But I did leave a few boards, and I did one of them, and then I got one full-size board, like almost a 3-footer, and then a little 1-footer. And once I get done with those, then I'll be done with the planing, okay, for that, you know, I can privatize.
Now, would a, let's say, 13-inch DeWalt or whatever, the yellow planer that we saw on Facebook, where I swear, I see 3 different people selling one.
Okay, I think that one may be, that may fit the bill because it is 3-bladed, right?
I don't know. You look it up, but it...
Like this one, then I'm not interested in it because, you know, why get it? You know, if I got 2 players, that's
why I'm asking you. That's why I'm asking you.
It has to be 3-blade and discreetly more powerful, and you know, like a higher motor that has more oomph. And
okay,
and of course, the blades being 3, that means the blades already have more oomph because there's 3 blades and. And that's
not necessarily, that may be part of their business model. Since it's 3 blades, they can use smaller blades that heat up faster. So that's not conclusive.
case, then if that's the case, then maybe just forget about this player.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we just do that?
Because what I want is
we're
done.
I
want to like get some like I may actually like hire somebody to do the planing for me. Because you can do that. They said that. You know, like there's people who plane wood for you.
Okay.
You just do a thin through.
Go look it up and ask them and see. Because actually, if you get it done, that's much more valuable than just having it linger and blocking other projects.
Well, if it's too expensive, then I might, you know.
Just do it yourself. Just slowly.
That,
and you may already have enough boards to do the kitchen already.
Well, no, the kitchen, I'm only talking about the kitchen. I already have enough flooring for the kitchen and bathroom.
Oh, okay, then don't do any more.
That's why I put those ones up.
Good.
Because I calculated all the square footage, and if you look at all the Google docs, there's one called plane. It starts with plane, you know, and it talks about how much I have square footage, and I'm almost ready to probably exceed 90.
Okay, well, the only reason you want to be like 120% is if you're at, let's just say you're at exactly 100%, then there's going to be a lot of like, we'll have to cut a bunch of boards, and you'll have to have a lot of butts in the middle of the kitchen, and not tongue and grooves in the middle of the kitchen. That's
it.
I'll explain it sometime. Okay, don't worry about it.
Those boards are our butt boards.
Oh, okay. All right, well, then no worries. It'll be more butts on the floor if you do exactly, if you were to just like prepare and have only 100% of the boards, not 120%, but 100%. Like if you need 100 square feet and you got 100 square feet, then you're going to have to cut some boards down. Oh, you're done.
If it's just for the kitchen, which is not a full 64 feet, you know, it's more like probably 50 feet, you know.
Sure.
And then the kitchen, and then the bathroom is less than 20, probably 10.
We're going to do something different.
Huh?
The bathroom, we're going to do something different. You don't want to use boards. No. Hell no.
Well, but no, there's going to be, you know, there's going to have acrylic on them.
Not for the floor.
Okay. Then in that case, then I'm really done, all right?
For the floor, we're going to...
No, for the kitchen.
Okay, well, then we're done with the kitchen. Okay,
so
good.
All I got is the kitchen and the she shed section, so...
What's... Whoa, stop. What's the she shed? What are you talking about?
It's the... Okay, she shed is the shed... The newer shed.
Dynamite Shack shed, okay.
Yeah, and the underside, where I board up, because that's what everybody
does,
and it looks like shit without it, and I'm doing it, okay?
Okay, that's fine. And is that needs to be done pretty quickly then?
There's stuff waiting on it.
Oh.
And what it is once I get it completed, where it's completed, and it looks halfway good, you know, with no bad stuff, not perfect, but no bad stuff, you know, then actually I'm going to use that as a picture of my ADU, and it'll be, and say that's an ADU, you know. Or you know, like when I have my representation picture of an ADU, I don't want to use stock photos, okay? You know, that are not mine.
Why not?
Well, maybe I will. Okay.
If it's a stock photo that you have the ability to reproduce, then use it.
No, but this one here, I can actually say this is my own, and this is what it cost, and this is what it would have cost if somebody else did it. So therefore, I did this for 30 cents on the dollar. So if you apply that to an ADU, then instead of costing $175,000, it'll be whatever that times the percent I just said.
Well, what about taking a stock photo and giving a really good say? I'm 100%. I'm a, like 100% sure. I can guarantee I can do what's in the stock photo for like $4,000.
I don't want to have any strings attached. Okay, that's a string.
There's
attached.
No stat. There's
and
no strings.
Explain where. What, I don't want any explain where.
What's the string attached? What's
I'll
it?
Just lie and say this is mine. And if they ask to see it, I say, "Oops, I sold it." Right.
Oh, that's the strings you're worried about.
Yeah.
You didn't want to. You for some reason it's important for you that it says that this is mine, not that I can do this. That's not good enough. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And how much value is that? Do you think in it, as it is towards your final endeavor?
Just I'd like to have a good looking backyard, and this will do it.
Oh, okay.
It's personal validation too. Okay.
Okay. We'll stop there.
Because I don't have enough of those. Believe me. Okay.
We'll stop there.
And I need all I can get because I just feel so bad about myself. You know, I feel like sometimes I feel guilty for living. You know.
Oh.
Or not suicide, but, you know, it's not suicide, but just I feel awkward being alive.
That's pretty bad. Yeah.
It's nothing to do with suicide, and I'm not going to kill myself again.
I understand that. Good. I mean, I understand with that. Okay.
I don't want to get into that.
No. If this path is the way to prevent that, then it absolutely has 100%. That is the most important thing there is. So that has highest priority.
No, there's other things like the Monday thing and the Jimbo thing it does the same thing, okay?
Okay. Well,
just that one there's an easy one because
I'm not talking about the particular project.
I'm probably 2 hours away from having that done.
I'm not talking about that particular project. When I say highest priority, is the highest priority is do whatever it takes to give you validation. I didn't say that this particular.
Well, if you agreed with me, if you agree,
I agree with you.
That's great.
I agree with you.
Well, it's in words, but not action. And every time I'll call you out, okay?
Okay. Well, all right. That's okay. So you will call me out if I do something that goes against your
confidence.
Okay. Okay.
What I feel about myself.
Okay, but I have a point, and I want to have a discussion about this very important point. Okay, and I want to resolve it. Okay.
What is it?
Okay, are you ready to have like a sort of scratchy, foul weather, little
no.
bit?
I'll
save it later. I'll save
it. Right now, I'm kind of just getting all talk weary, okay? Because we've been batting at it, and it just...
Did you want to hear just the short thing so you can percolate?
Yeah, just go ahead.
Okay.
Pull the Band-Aid, Robert.
I will. Pull the Band-Aid. So the best thing to do to give you confidence is to not protect yourself, but to... deal with foul weather, and that is the best way to deal with confidence. Staying in the soft region and in a protective region is going to be harmful to your confidence. That's it.
All right, I agree with what you said, and I know about that already.
Okay, good. That's
I've
it.
I've known it for years. Really.
That's it.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye-bye.